This is October the 3rd, 2013, Los Angeles, California, United States of America, in the Lucy Coleman studio. This is Pastor John, your internet pastor. It's been a number of days since I've come to you and spoken to you. I've been very busy. As a matter of fact, I got exams to grade, and papers to read, and things like that. Let me fade out the music and just talk to you a little bit. You know, I was trying to think about, you know, my goodness, what could I do on the next webcast? And, you know, I was pretty serious about it. What can I talk about that I haven't already talked about before? So I sat here in the studio and I'm glancing at the website and I'm scrolling down. I got tons and tons and tons and tons of materials. Matter of fact, today I just paid the month's bill, and I'm not putting up the webcast every day like I said that I was, because quiet is kept. I've basically run out of things to say. What is our government solvent? Is it over? What's going on? I speak to my students in the college, and there appears to be a disconnect with spiritual things. The job has been well carried out by the perpetrators of there's nothing out there. You know, people want to believe that. I just want to give a word of encouragement, I guess, to those of us that still believe in divine absolutes and things like that. And I'm not discouraged in any way. There's some pros and cons on both sides. I still see an awful lot wrong with evangelicalism, I guess, if I can say it that way, an awful lot wrong with it. And I'm very verbal about that. I was telling one of the students in my philosophy of world religions that I'm not religious. I got into Christianity this week. Finished up Judaism and Christianity, and so I'm just going to be reviewing and getting ready to take the midterms. That's what I'll be working on this weekend. Very tedious weekend. I got a lot of work to do. Have to get it done. Sit down and smash it out kind of a work. And I'm kind of glad because the house is empty and I got the whole place to myself. And I'm able to think and concentrate about those things. So I'm very happy about that, very pleased with that, able to do that. But when it comes to doing the webcast, I'm going to have to take some time this weekend and really do some serious work on that. My mind is not geared to do that, and I don't know why. I think it's because, well, if you've been following me for any amount of time, you know, it may be time to shut this whole thing down. That's what I'm thinking. Because of, not only the finances, you know, to keep it going. It's about $150 a month just to keep my website going with all the sound things that I have on it. I'll try to look around maybe and see if I can find somebody that can carry this stuff at a lesser pace. And then I was thinking about, you know, someone that could take over and do this. I'll be 70. I'm really getting tired. I think that's the way I can put it. I'm very truthful with a lot of things. I've been trying to keep my body going. I went to the gym last night, and it was rigorous, to say the least, to keep up. I'm going to have to start going to the gym when there's less and less people there, maybe like today, going in there and get the proper work done on my body. But the body is taking a toll on me, and I can't get away from that. So that's where I am right now. I hope that you can gain an awful lot from the things that I've been putting up. But here in October, everything is slowing down. And that's the normative. That's the normative, that things are slowing down. Because I'm slowing down. To quiet is kept, I'm slowing down. And I think it's time to do that. So what I'm going to do is I'll feature certain things. Maybe you haven't listened to them in a while. And I'll bring those things back up to the top of the screen or to the top of the page. That would be a current listen. If you've already listened to it before, ignore it. But I'm very busy with this other work, and doing this other work, just trying to stay ahead, is becoming a task. Because I'm at an age of retirement. I want to retire. I don't want to work anymore. But I have to work, see. And so it's that kind of a thing. I'm put in the same predicament that all of us are basically put in. I wish that my life was just ease time. You know, I'm thinking about working, and then maybe around Christmas ease up and do something a little different. But that's why you haven't heard from me, and I'm really contemplating shutting it down. And like to hear from some of you about that. It's not going to help me or decline me from making up my mind. I'm going to shut it down whenever I want to. But I think it's time. I think that I've said enough. It's been said enough. And I just want to take care of this before I do pass on, because if I pass on, I'm leaving it hanging. So just putting it out there, just letting you know that I'm here and that I'm well. There's nothing wrong with me. I'm well. I'm fine. My muscles are aching because of my rigorous routine that I put myself under in the gym. But because I don't like getting flabby and weak. That's what's happening. You know, when you going on 70, you get flabby and weak. And so what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to keep what muscle mass I have left. And with making appointments to see doctors and everything else, you know how that is. So that's the way it is. And I just wanted to fill you in on that. I will keep you informed. I appreciate you coming to my site, checking things out. Who knows? Maybe later on today I'll be up to doing a full webcast. I have to look at the news. But every time I look at the news, I get depressed. You get it? I get depressed every time I look at the news. It's something. Well, I got work to do. It's not getting done with me sitting here in the mic talking about it. God bless. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your concern for me. A lot of you are that way. And you see that I'll put less and less pictures of me up on the site, because I think that you should listen to the discourse that I bring as opposed to getting into me. So I'll just leave the mic and the headsets up for a while. You know it's me when I do a webcast, and I'll be back to talk with you soon. Thank you.